This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, you know, I'll be tempted.
You're over here. You're either lying to us or patronizing us. Come on,
you know, I'll be tapped into the office. You know that, man. Season 3, episode 14. Come on, man.
What episode is that?
That's when Michael Scott had the sexual assault case that he was trying to fight.
The case?
God damn.
That's not what happened.
Wow.
That's not what happened.
What?
That was a joke.
Jesus.
Michael Scott did not catch a case in the office.
You must be watching the super duper fan cut. Holy crap. Yeah, because nothing screams Thursday night laughs like a boss on a
Hey, get the kids around. We're going to watch the assault.
I meant to say sexual harassment, but yeah.
That's not what you said.
I know.
Big difference.
I meant to say sexual harassment, but yeah.
Now,
man.
The funny thing is, I think sexual harassment is an episode.
It happens multiple times a season.
No, it's like the second episode.
I was going to say, isn't there an episode called sexual harassment?
Something, yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, they plaster Jan's picture on the warehouse or whatever, like frequent.
I stole your journal. You sent a topless picture of me to the whole company.
That's season 4. I said season 3.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man, don't do that. You know that. You know I'm locked in. But hey, you know we get the ball running right at Jesse. No, got that dub. You know, got that dog.
No. Hold on.
The boys got that dog.
What is he doing?
Hold on. You can't walk in here a day and an hour
saying,
later.
The boys got that dog.
There's a game tonight, and you're coming in here talking about games that was played 2 days ago.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I got to talk about the game. Got that dub. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jesse, you want to go do our wellness walk so he can get his Knicks take off?
Hey, man, and you know it hurt me. It hurt me. I had to go to Twitter with it. It hurt me because I said Tatum is my
Yeah, that
boy.
Was a bad take, by
no,
the way.
No,
you can't. Lights can't be too bright, and you also have the most points in the game 7.
Jesse, you see it too. Come on.
No, I don't. He just had a bad quarter. Like, that's bad. There's no bright lights too bright. He's done with all that. We've seen it. He just had a bad quarter in OT. I can't call it lights too bright because that's like, you know, he folded under pressure. I don't buy into that narrative with Jason Tatum.
All right, that's my boy.
You can't have the highest scoring game 7 of all time and all the other stuff he's done, like, and be the lights too bright. He's shot poorly.
He's had those moments. We count him on one hand. He had the game 6 in Milwaukee. He had the game 7 against Philly. He had the last quarter against Philly in game 6. You know, we have those moments as Tatum supporters. We have that.
No, you're not a Tatum supporter.
But where are we at after that? And tell me that, and just all right, you don't have to buy it. Just tell me that's not the narrative. Tell me that's not what the streets are saying.
The streets have said that no matter what. The dude won a ring and they still talked about him after.
I'm just saying. That's what they're saying, right?
It's fine. It's all narratives.
And last night, the other night, it was, like I said, man, Nino Brown, man, straight to G-Money, man. I hate to do this, man, but it was brick after brick after brick.
That was the whole Celtics team, though.
They were doing some outlandish stuff. Wait, Drew Holiday, that's my boy too, but they gets the offensive rebound, runs straight to the 3-point line.
They settled.
Three, like, what are you doing?
They settled. That's what it came down to. They settled.
This is the thing about the playoffs with all these teams. all these teams. Denver did what they did. That was impressive. The Warriors, even though Warriors' situation is a little different now after what happened last night.
I don't even remember what we were talking about 2 minutes ago. Do you?
Kenny came in and just wrecked everything.
Well, no, yeah, you were talking about, already, like, I think you were talking about Fred VanVleet and the second-round pick.
Well, TC called. That's it. Well, that's not exactly what it was, but team options. But I got you. Go ahead.
But here's the thing, and this is what I feel happened with the Clippers. It don't really matter if you're better or not sometimes in these series. It's just the games. Like, you give up a game, you can't get that back. And it's a race to four. And Boston may be better than the Knicks. OKC may be better. But now, you're playing catch-up. And, like, even with the Timberwolves and Warriors, right? Like, I don't give the Warriors much of a chance without Steph Curry. But they already got a game. Like, if you're the Warriors, can you say, man, can we win? Can we get to two wins? Mm. And then maybe Steph comes back in a game six.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you would have lost, it's like, damn, we got to win.
Yeah, if you lose three games, they had lost, it's probably over.
And that's what I love about the playoffs. It's not necessarily about who's the better team or who you think the better team is. If you drop a game, you got to make up for that game.
None of us picked the Celtics in a sweep.
Well, see how he's talking now.
I'm just saying, another one's picked the Celtics in a sweep.
He's right. All four road teams won.
He's talking crazy about them Knicks.
Yes. Then I always will.
You know what though, Jesse?
I told Dame yesterday. I almost had it with the Pat Ewing clip when Brunson missed. If the Celtics would have won, it would have been perfect.
Well, you're supposed to win. You expect?
That's what I'm saying. They ruined it for me.
I'll say this. And obviously, Jesse's a fan of the Celtics, so it doesn't necessarily reflect. And they better take the Knicks serious. The Celtics, The Celtics better not. I don't know. I think
there isn't a team playing right now that isn't taking their opponent seriously. Maybe the Timberwolves.
Eddie, he got a direct link. And I'm not saying that they're just like, oh, the Knicks aren't no good. But I bet the Celtics think winning that series, it's going to be a short series. Like, we're that much better than them.
I think they know they match up. I mean, it was everything we saw all season long until the Celtics decided to take 19 out of 23s in the third quarter. Cat was in foul trouble. Robinson. It was literally every game that we saw from them this season. So the Celtics settled and let the Knicks get back into it.
That's fine. I'm just saying they better look at the Knicks as a – how do I put it? They better look at the Knicks like, hey, we gotta come with our A game. They're looking at it like,
I don't think they do. And
because we beat them four times in the regular season, that we'll beat them again. Like, if they come like that, that's what happened. That's probably what happened. They're like, oh, we're beating them again. We'll just do it again. And the Knicks, I don't know how talented they are. They're a little sometimey, obviously, Cat and all this other stuff. But these boys are tougher than a $2 steak. They are that. If you look at them like, we don't have to bring our A game. We always beat them. They'll get you. They, like, going into this game too, they better be looking like, yo, we need to come out here and beat the brakes off these boys. Not like, we missed some shots. Like, we'll still beat them in five. Like, they think like that.
Brunson will get
Horford on that island again. He'll get him on that island again.
It's a seeing eye single.
I feel the same way about OKC and Denver. And I'm not a big Denver fan.
I think you're wrong about that one.
I'm not a big Denver fan, but you kind of gave these boys life. I can't believe that game happened the way it did. That was crazy.
And that's to me, what Denver did to OKC to me is more believable than what New York did to Boston. Now, I didn't go into this series with New York and Boston thinking that it would be a short series or wouldn't be a, you know, whatever Eddie said is whatever Eddie said. But I don't think this is a short series. I think you're in the second round. I think you got a lot of talent on that New York Knicks team. I think this is probably a fight for six or seven games. But the Thunder can harp on their mistakes. They can harp on their coaching mistakes. They can harp on their missed free throws. But in the end, Jokic scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. Jokic, they defended Nikola Jokic as good as anyone has probably over the last 4 years. And he, whether it was at the free throw line or it was in the field, that man still managed to get 18 points in that fourth quarter alone, 42 total. What was the number? I think it was 7 offensive rebounds for Aaron Gordon, 5 for Nikola Jokic. Those two numbers might be reversed, but I think it was a total of 12 offensive rebounds for those two players. Mm-hmm. They did so many small things that made me look at OKC like, all right, you didn't get the Jamal Murray game, which one is going to happen, mm-hmm. which is, you know, that's the thing that drives me nuts. It's going to happen. You're going to get one, but you didn't get it, and you still were able to get a win against Oklahoma City. I don't know. That Denver one, of all of the, you know, we'll take the Pacers out of the equation because they played game two yesterday, but of all of the game one road wins, that was the one that really got my attention.
Denver, once again, we talked about it. I'm not a big believer in Denver, but I got to respect.
I'm a Nuggets supporter.
Yikes.
True story. I'm a Denver Nuggets supporter.
I'm not a believer in Denver and their championship ability this particular season, but you got to respect what they were able to do in that 7-game series with the Clippers. And I was impressed by how they found a way to win in game one. You know what I mean? Like that was impressive. They kept going. You know, we talk about this a lot with different organizations that have won a championship, but that what they did in that fourth quarter, that was championship blood, so to speak, is what the Giants would say a couple years ago. Like that was being in the Moors, being in every imaginable situation in the postseason, and being comfortable and confident to be able to pull that game out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was impressive. That was really impressive by them in game one. So I still think OKC is going to win that series, but Denver's got my attention with that one. And this kind of goes back a little bit to, I know what me and Jesse were talking about with OKC. I need to see you guys with them lights. Everybody's saying mm-hmm. they're by far and away the team out of the wet. I need to see them with them lights. And one guy, I don't want to dismiss him because, once again, he's a young fella. Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I need him to step up. I need him to step up because he didn't step up in that Dallas series last year. We chalked it up to it being his first playoff, real playoff series, because that Pelican series wasn't much of anything. And game one against Denver, I think he was 5 of 20, 16 points or something like that. Late in that game when Denver was starting to walk him down a little bit, I didn't like the way his shots were looking. So I'm not going to write him off. I'm just going to say I need to see better. You're supposed to be the number two, number three guy, the second perimeter scorer for that team when SGA maybe is getting doubled or something like that. Like if that's the best you're going to give me,
mm-hmm.
OKC don't have a shot of winning a championship. They may win this series, but they don't have a shot of winning this championship if that's the best Jalen can give me.
How much time would you give this team if they don't get to the finals this year? Are you already looking to the offseason? All right, we got to try and upgrade already. Are you going to stick it out like the Celtics did with Tatum and Brown and those guys?
I personally give them one more year.
I think losing to Denver would be jarring.
Mm-hmm. Well, because then it would look like you just don't have enough.
Yeah, like
you don't
if
have
you,
enough for that.
You can't be a young team just kind of still learning their way in the playoffs maybe. Like,
that's why I'm
going against champions right now.
You could be, but I'll go back to what you referenced earlier. That last OKC team was young. That went to the finals.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get any younger than that one.
They in a different situation. Didn't they lose twice? They lost to the Lakers when the Lakers were the higher seed.
It
they
was
lost another one, right? And then they finally beat the Spurs.
It was James's second year.
Okay.
Right?
I can't remember. That sounds about right though.
Because if it was James's second year, that would have been KD's fourth. Mm-hmm. Russ's third. First year, yeah. I mean, you got a better memory on that There's stuff than I do.
Only a way we could find out.
Yeah, if only. Well, we'll find out during the commercial break. We'll come back. Y'all here. KC is back with us. There's a lot to talk about. He might just want to catch up on everything he missed yesterday. We didn't even get his thoughts on Tyrese, his moment, and his Minnesota Timberwolves. He's a T-Wolf supporter, too.
We got news from Damian about that.
Well, he wasn't even he wasn't here for the news yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you
didn't know, yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't even know. We don't even have to tell him.
He occupies.
The hell is going on around
here? We don't even have to tell him. Like, if he doesn't know, so we don't have to tell him.
What the hell? No, what the hell's going on?
We'll come back. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320. All right, KC back with us here. Well, it's Steelo and KC, but KC back with us here on the show.
Yeah, and I'll let the people know.
Sounds enthused.
Because I gotta give a shout out to my young bull, man. My dude Reese. The reason why I wasn't here. Yesterday and then this morning going to the doctor's office, man, my dog Reese, in his baseball game, man, took a fastball to the eye, straight to the eye, man. And, scary.
Looked like Martin Lawrence,
man, for real. Looked like Martin Lawrence. I thought about it today. Looked like Red on Friday. Like mm-hmm. It looked like that. Like it was bad, man.
Took mine in,
the eye, swollen shut. But, you know, as far as we know right now, you know, no brain activity, like no concussiveness, no loopiness or nothing like that, no real pain going on. We don't know if there's any broken bones, orbital bone or anything else like that because the swelling hasn't gone down. We got to go get the X-ray. But, yeah, scary stuff, but he's in good spirits. He's good to go. We just got to get that swelling down, man, so. Shout out to my mans. He might be listening right now, man. Shout out to Reese, man. Tougher than a $2 steak. I asked him, I said, you done with baseball now? He said, no, I want to play. I was like, I might have been done.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, man.
That's a tough one. But shout out to our man, Reese. Maybe we can get Carmichael Dave, his favorite radio show host, to do a
video.
Do a shout out for him. Yeah,
hey, Reese, it's your favorite radio host.
Yeah.
Instead of this guy, say, who's this guy?
Hey, Reese, it's me. Remember we took a picture?
No, just since you were a child.
Yeah. Known you a lot longer than that D-Lo guy who you don't love anymore. It's all good, man.
Yeah, man.
It's all good, man. But Glad brother's okay. I wasn't like you. Casey kind of ran out of here while we were having a meeting, and I didn't think like too much of it. And then you text me that night. I was like, oh man, that's tough. And then Jazz texted me the next day with the pictures. I was like, hey,
man,
what is this? Bad. My boy got roughed up.
Man, it was all bad, man. But like I said, man, he's tougher than a $2 steak, man. You know, we don't make them soft around here, especially that Ryan. She's definitely not soft. So, you know.
Ryan is like Diane. If y'all watch Blackish, Ryan is Diane and I'm Charlie. Like when I see Ryan, she looks at me like Diane used to look at Charles.
Damn,
Charles. Charles. That's.
She looks at a lot of people like that, though.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Yeah, that's the vibes.
It's funny when she looks at everybody else that way. It's not funny when she looks at me that way.
That's the vibes.
It is terrifying. but glad everybody is good. Glad you are back here. We was trying to catch up on everything going on. Go ahead. You look like you're about to say something.
No, I was just going to follow up on what we couldn't figure out before the break in OKC. First round loss, conference finals loss. And then they got to the finals. So
give it to me one more time.
So first round loss.
Yeah.
A conference finals loss. And then they lost in the finals. So 3 years. And we were trying to figure out this.
So we're
this
on
new OKC. They're on
two.
The, two, yeah. Yeah. So they brought it back after losing in the conference finals. Which was... Yeah, I mean, it was the right. I think, even though he was an all-star this year, I believe, so maybe it's a little bit more on par than I realized, but Harden, Westbrook, I'll use them because we're not looking at Williams like he's KD, but Harden and Westbrook were, in my opinion, way better prospects than Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's not like, oh, we need to move on from him. He's not going to be able to get it done. Talking about Harden or Westbrook, it was just like, all right, well, let's figure some stuff out. They had Serge Ibaka there as well. I don't think that was another guy they were getting rid of. So it was also one of those things where, yeah, we just got to see these young guys grow a little bit. Do you think this OKC team, if they lose, are in that mindset of, yeah, we just got to see these young guys grow a little bit? I think that's the case with SGA and Chet. I don't know.
I think it depends. Do you lose to Denver? Or do you lose to, say, Minnesota? I feel like if it's Minnesota, maybe you look at, like, small, like, what can we do to toughen up? What can we do to bolster this or heighten this? I think if you lose to Denver, it's like, hey, something is missing here. Mm. And that's not a knock on Denver. It's like Denver is as much as I'm kind of rooting for them now because of I will tell you this part. It's solely a Russell Westbrook thing. Like I'm sure you already figured that out.
Understand.
Russ having the game that he had. Plus, just as a basketball fan, I was really impressed with what they did in game one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what Jokic did, you know, is as much as I like. I respect Jokic's game and all of this different stuff. Like. What he did in that game was as impressive as anything I've ever seen him do.
Mm.
I thought that fourth quarter in particular, the whole game was, he was as tough as I think he's ever been.
Mm.
And I was impressed by that. Like, oh, this is okay. But, you know, especially with my man Russ being at the forefront of that, you know, leaking out, getting the pass, dribbling to the center of the court, finding Aaron Gordon for that three with his team down one. Like it's like, hey, okay, I think I'm gonna root for Denver to just go as far as they possibly can. I have no interest in the Warriors, the Timberwolves, the Oklahoma City Thunder, but Russ is my guy. I'm a root for him.
Understandable. I look at driving in, I heard you guys talking about the Cavs Pacers
mm-hmm.
game two.
Mm-hmm.
That was a choke job by OKC. I mean, Jokic was great. Aaron Gordon hit the shot, all this other stuff. That was as big of a choke job as you'll see from a team in that situation. And I felt the same way about the Cavs last night. I mean, you choked that game away. That game was in your hands, and you turned the ball over. In OKC's case, you missed free throws. and all this. That was.
I don't think I agree with that. Like, did they choke the game away? Not. I don't think they did what Cleveland did. I don't even think they did what Boston did.
Boston was the one that was just a game to me. Like, it, really? I don't feel like Boston choked them.
That's kind of what I felt. I thought what Mark Daigneault did was stupid. I thought the coaching decision to foul and do all, I thought that was dumb. But I didn't think they, I don't know.
Feels like maybe, a choke job when Chet's at the free throw line. It's like, he's two. Definitely going to miss these free throws.
Yeah,
you can't even split them. You missed two of them.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
And the Cavs last night, maybe it's easy to say in the aftermath of it all, but I got to look back at that play real quick too, because the emergency situation should have been, all right, Jared Allen right there, you know, throw a jump ball up to him and see him go get the ball. Not who was that? Was that Dean Wade or who the hell was it? I'll find out in a second. You can't get the ball. You can't get the ball in and like, we can't get it to Donovan or whatever. Let's throw a jump ball up for Muggsy Bogues. That's basically what it was. Like, no, that should.
I felt like you said Dean Wade's name really disrespectfully there.
Well, he shouldn't have been getting a jump ball.
That was kind of uncalled for.
Well, you see, he should not have been involved in the jump ball with the emergency outlet situation. That should have been a Jared Allen. I'm going to find out where Jared Allen was in that situation. That's a bad job by Kenny Atkinson. Mm-hmm. You got no timeouts?
Mm-hmm.
Your emergency outlet should be, in my opinion, should be Jared Allen. I think he might have been taking a ball out. Because I don't know where he was at. I'll find out in a second. But, yeah, that was. And then in that situation, I want to talk to the guy. Like, you can't not get the basketball. You've got to seal off that guy, secure the basketball at the very least, get a hand on it so you're knocking it out of bounds or something. Like, that was a big-time choke job by those guys. Big time.
Choke job or not, it gave the Nuggets a win. It gave the Pacers a win. In fact, it gave the Pacers a couple of them. What'd you think of?
Hold on, I got the play here. So, Jared Allen. Jared Allen is at half court. Max Strus was taking the ball out. Jared Allen's at half court. The seal guy that is around the basket is. And then, look, he should know this, too. It was Ty Jerome. PG. Hey, go secure the basketball. He had a little Nimhart on him and let Nimhart jump over his back and get the – that was awful. Everything about that was awful. Ty Jerome probably should have been taking the ball out. Oh, well.
Good.
Yeah, well, like I said, a couple of my ops won last night, so no, I wasn't good. Pacers ain't really my ops. But.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, Tyrese really got my attention after the Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
The regulation, the overtime was like, and I said this to you in real time, not on the air. I didn't think he had that in him. If you had taken the remote control when Tyrese is driving on Giannis and hit pause in the middle of the drive, I would have said, he probably hits Siakam or he finds someone maybe in the corner, whatever.
Yeah.
He's not going to try to finish over Giannis.
Yeah.
And he did. First thing, I didn't think he would do it. Did it again. Still didn't think he was going to try it again.
Yeah.
Did it again. And so for that, plus the moment he had last night, not just the shot, but the fact that he secured that offensive rebound, took it back for a split second, assessed the floor, and decided this is me, and took that shot, man, that's a superstar moment for me.
That was a big-time moment.
That's a superstar moment in what's now become a couple of superstar moments in this single postseason.
The way I look at Tyrese Halliburton in those situations, he's a smart guy. He's a smart basketball player. There are tendencies that he, will adjust to. Yeah. But remember when we were watching, especially the second time, with Giannis on him, I said he's going to the bucket. If he got a big guy on him, he's going to go to the right. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to the bucket. If mm-hmm. he's got a guard on him, he's going to look primarily for that left-handed step back. And I think Strus was the one guarding him last night. And that's what he did. Before that, I think somebody was on him and he took it to the cup and all this other stuff. He's had some big-time moments. He has had some historic moments. I was listening to Club 520 today. They were calling that potentially the biggest shot in Pacers history last night. I disagree, but it's probably top five. It's probably definitely top five, probably top three.
It's probably the biggest shot in Pacers history not hit by Reggie Miller.
No, I put Rick Smits ahead of that.
Okay.
Rick Smits and that magic.
Yeah, game. Yeah.
They didn't even remember that one. Yeah. And I was like, nah, Rick Smits, that's probably
I remember
two.
That one.
Yeah. What a finish that was. I remember that one.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But I got Reggie on
Rick
Jordan
Smith's
one.
Rick Smith's wild stringy hair just flying all over the place.
Rick Smith.
Looking like he just walked out of a bar with Brad Miller to go out there and hit a game winner. Rick Smith was nasty,
he
too.
Was. He was
oh,
pretty
my
good.
Gosh.
7-4, the Dutch.
Rick Smith was cold.
Yeah. I got Reggie on Jordan 1. I got that Smith shot, too, and this one is probably 3. But, I mean, Tyrese has these moments, man. Like, he's got these moments. He's probably got, like, 3, 4, and 5, maybe. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, then they talked about Reggie at the Garden.
Well,
he's got a lot of top 10 moments in 2 postseasons.
The stat making the rounds today is Tyrese is 10 of 11 in shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of games this season. And, of course, he did it in a very high-profile setting against Giannis Antetokounmpo just a few days ago and did it again last night, sending that Cleveland crowd home stunned. Mm. After 64 victories, yet to get one here in round 2 versus the Pacers.
That was a stunner. I did a Metu 2 times last night watching those games. I did a Metu on the Tyrese shot.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted the Cavs to win, number one, because I think it'll be better if they would have tied the series at 1, like for the series.
Yeah.
To tie the series at 1. Number 2, felt a little bad for them because they had this season and now just people are falling left and right. So I was like, damn, then Donovan has his game. I'm like,
48.
Win the game, finish the game off. Tyrese hits it, and I threw the heating pad in the living room. Couldn't believe it.
Figuratively.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I felt bad for him. The other one was during the Warriors-Timberwolves game when Jimmy hit that bank shot 3. I said some expletives with that one. So you got to be kidding. That was the game. Game was over at that point.
Yeah.
I think it was a 8-point game. Jimmy hit the 3 to put him 11. Then Buddy might have hit back-to-back threes. And at the end of the third quarter, it went from potentially being like a 5-point game to they're down 19-20.
Mm-hmm.
And shot clock running down. He's kicking out and doing all this other stuff. It's mm-hmm. a bank 3. Boy, I threw the heating pad at that point. But with the Cavs, I just felt bad for him, man. Like, this sucks. And it's not the Pacers' fault. But this is also part of the story. They haven't played a series yet against somebody full strength. It's not their fault. They win the games. They play the games, they win the games. But that, to me, maybe not for everybody, but to me, that's.
But at the same time, you can't go up 20 with those guys out and blow that lead.
You can't. You got to win that game. But
does injuries matter when you had control for about 47 minutes and 30 seconds?
You can't
seconds
do
that.
Yeah.
You
at home.
The injuries didn't matter. You had it. Just choked.
You've got to win that game. But at that, now we're talking about that last play. Like, yeah, Ty Jerome probably going to let somebody jump in front of him because he's Ty Jerome.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Evan Mobley ain't going to let nobody. Yeah, like, that's Dean Wade did what he could for as long as he could.
Needing a guy to get a basket when King Stockton, Sacramento and Stockton legend.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Darius would have gotten you a basket to, you know, if all attention is on Donovan, Darius could have gotten you a basket to just
settle
things down to just like, hey, all right, we're all right.
Those,
they didn't have anyone to do that last night outside of Donovan Mitchell. The Pacers figured that out. We're like, you ain't going to do it.
Right. Those guys, you talked about like how they started the game. They had the energy. They had the belief or whatever. And my thought was like, this is great. there's no way this lasts with this group. Like the Pacers, I thought the Pacers were going to lose multiple times in the fourth quarter, so I'm not going to say I thought they were going to win. But I thought if the Pacers just stay with it, like these guys can't sustain a 20-point lead. Like they're going to get to the point where you've got an opportunity to cut into this lead, get it under single digits, all this other stuff. I didn't think they were going to win the game.
Yeah.
But and I don't even say it disparagingly about these guys, the Dean Wades, the Merrills, the Ty Jeromes. Like this is not the position they should be in, trying to close out a game in the playoffs against a team as good as the Pacers. Like that's not your job was should have been, if everybody's healthy, go out there, give me 8 minutes a half, and then let the big boys come through and finish things off. And they were in a situation that was a little bit too big for them. And they choked it away and made some costly mistakes down the stretch.
I think it's important to point out I don't want to disparage the Pacers too much. That was a 50-win basketball team. This isn't an 8 seed or something that got in through the play-in and is playing the 1 seed. Like this is a really good basketball team who, at least for me, and this is what I've been harping on now for the last couple of weeks, is they're better than last year, and I think you could probably make a good argument they're significantly better than they were last year when they went to the conference finals. I'm not gonna debate your point about they just keep stumbling across teams that aren't healthy, but that's not their problem. They've got to go out there, they've got to execute, they got to play basketball games. I think Tyrese has a killer instinct this year that he didn't have last year. I started this show, before you got here, at least, I didn't think Tyrese had a killer instinct. Period. I did not think when he was in Sacramento. I didn't think his first year in Indiana. That was, I don't even know if that's not even a skill set. It's a skill set combined with a mentality. I didn't think Tyrese had that mentality, and he very, very much does. And while there's a 14-game difference in the win column between these two teams, the Pacers aren't you know a team that they're not the Miami Heat of a few years ago who are just, you know, stunning teams winning through, you know, the play-in and winning these playoffs. Like, this is a really good basketball team.
Yeah.
64 win, Cleveland Cavaliers. They had multiple win streaks of like 10, 11, 12, 13 games, which is just insane. If the Pacers are able to close this out, it shouldn't be as jarring as I think some people are making it out to be. The Pacers are good. That's all I was going to say. I think this year's Pacers, to paraphrase one of your lines, aren't last year's Pacers.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in basketball, like top five after the first of the year or something like
that. Yeah, they had that weird start to the season where they just weren't very good.
Yeah.
And Tyrese was out, in and out, and then they settled.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think Rick Carlisle's a hell of a coach, and he got them buying into a side of the floor that they didn't buy into last year or didn't just execute on last year, but they did this year.
Yeah.
And are doing now.
And it may come off as hate. I'm not trying to hate. It's just maybe it's a distraction by me that they could have, if everybody stayed healthy, they could have beaten the Cavs. Like, for sure. They're good enough to do that. Like, they're good enough to healthy roster versus healthy roster beat the Cavs. That wouldn't be jarring if they would have done that in however many games. But the fact that we just never get to see that is like, it always just stays, it's like, all right, well, let me see against the full squad what it looks like, and we just never get to see it.
Yeah.
Even last year, like with the Celtics, they got swept by the Celtics. Porzingis didn't play, but then Tyrese was gone for the last two games with an ankle injury. So even that, like on the flip side, RIP,
damn shame what happened. I can't
even sit up here and be like, oh, see what happens when they go up against a fully healthy team, because they weren't even healthy in that game. In the final, I think it was two games. He might have missed game two. I can't remember. But Tyrese was out for a lot of that series.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. They're up 2-0. That's all that matters right now, though.
It's all that matters. And their confidence, I would imagine at least, is sky high. I've been wanting to play this clip for a little bit. It is the new Buddy comedy, literally. Buddy and Jimmy Butler.
There was some hype about you coming back playing here for the first time since 2021. Did you notice the light booze and
response?
That doesn't bother me. But people do have to wash their mouth. You know, it's cool with the booze and all of this stuff, but you calling people out of their names and all of that stuff, which I can hear.
What they say?
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to repeat it. Yeah. It's not good. That's unnecessary. The booze, I get it. I understand. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Thanks, little bro.
There was some hype about you coming back playing here.
Buddy's funny, man. Buddy is funny.
Buddy is
and these two
moment,
together
man.
Are funny.
Buddy on that playoff post-game podium is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy, man. Salute to him. He's playing really, really well.
Yep.
And also to that, Jimmy is right. Watch your mouth with these guys, man.
You guys,
don't be cursing at these guys. Don't call them out of their name. You could boo them. You can. They shoot an air ball. Like, hey, air ball, or what's this? You can get all cute with that, man. Don't be calling these people out of their names, man. He's right with that. Although I got a take about Jimmy. I want to hear this, but I got a take about.
Here's more from Jimmy and Buddy.
You guys, Gary compared you to bickering brothers, and you're the little annoying brother, and you're the older brother.
And what Gary is?
I don't know. Maybe he's the middle brother,
the clumsy one, always doing the dumbest stuff ever.
You literally wore the wrong shorts.
That was crazy.
The audacity.
You got
that was crazy. He had the wrong shorts.
And what? So, and I get, was it Chris Finch? Was Chris Finch like tattling? Like, I couldn't, I was trying to, because they kept showing, like, the camera's panning back and forth between Finch and Buddy, and Finch is like, look, and like, I don't know if he was trying to get a technical or what. He acted like he was destroying the integrity of the game, and Buddy's looking down like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh no. And he's like looking around like we gotta pull the clip up. I think Buddy's like timeout, like he's like looking around with his hand in the timeout signal, walking towards the bench,
And now he's laughing, and the whole Warriors bench is like, oh my God,
the wrong shirt. I said, buddy, come on, bro.
Then he runs to the back and is getting booed by the crowd in Minnesota.
Hey, man, that was – I couldn't believe that happened. Like, he really just going to feed –
Yeah, that's pretty funny,
He's going to feed into the narrative by not having the right shorts on right now. I've been saying for 2 weeks.
Yep. You know,
hey, like, leave Buddy alone. Then he's going to come out there with the wrong shorts. That was crazy. Jimmy Butler. We got the clip here.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. So watch Chris Finch. So look at Chris is pointing at his shorts. Mike Conley, the veteran, what's going on?
What's going on?
Chris?
What?
Chris, look, Chris, why are you so mad?
Go put the right shorts on, buddy.
Like, what is Chris so upset for?
Bro, that looks crazy, buddy. Come on, bro.
Nah, that's kind of funny.
Everyone's crazy. Laughing on the bench, the Warriors bench.
That's hilarious.
Goodness.
And you can't hear them. The crowd is booing. They're mad because I guess they were inconvenienced. Shut up.
Jimmy Butler, I think Jimmy is...
Oh, Chris Tattlin on... Oh, we've sent clips to... You know, if they can't officiate Rudy Gobert differently, we're going to have to up our physicality then. All right, Chris, you might want to do that anyways, bro. And I think the last thing you want to do is broadcast it with a team with Draymond Green on it.
Maybe you should broadcast it with Draymond. They'll do something stupid.
Oh, I don't think so. I think someone said it. It wasn't you. I don't know who said it. Yes. Oh, it was Jason. Jason was like, no, Draymond's smart. He knows to get the technical really early. Because they're not going to throw him out.
I'll find out. Once he get that first techno, I'll find out how smart he is. I'd send Rob Dillingham in there. Rob, go say something about him. Go talk crazy. Look, I'm half joking. Every opportunity I get, I get a JoJo English moment in there on my basketball
show.
You love that reference.
Because
that's what Phil did. Phil looked at Derek like, JoJo English. He ain't never played no other game in his life. And Phil said... JoJo, go in there and start messing with Derek Harper. I bet you can't hold his temper. And he didn't. Got him kicked out, suspended for the next game. And I'd say, Terrence Shannon, maybe because I don't even think Rob is dressing. But Terrence Shannon came in there yesterday. If I was Chris Finch, I'd be like, go say something crazy to Draymond. Like, go talk crazy to him. I'm giving you 3 minutes. Go talk crazy and see what happens. Say, he might punch me, coach. All right.
And? We'll come back. I want to
ask, I got this Jimmy thought. I want to know what
you
think about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about Jimmy Butler, and I want to talk a little bit more about Tyrese, the Pacers, and tie the Kings into this. That's all ahead. James Hamm at 3 o'clock. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You said you had some thoughts on Jimmy Butler. You wanted to.
Yeah, man.
Anytime you take a dramatic pause, I feel like it's going to be really bad.
I don't think it's bad. I don't think so, but I think I like Jimmy. I watched Starting Five, and he seems like a good guy. I love his backstory. Love his story of how he got to the NBA and, you know, being a grinder and all this other stuff. Like, I love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way Jimmy behaves when things aren't going his way. And all I see right now is, oh, Jimmy, oh, man, I found my joy back. And, you know, I love basketball. Me and Buddy, all this other stuff. Like, bro, something about it I'm not feeling.
Elaborate. Like, you're talking about, like, the end of Miami, the end of everywhere.
Yeah. End of Chicago, end of Minnesota, end of Miami. And he's talking about the joy and all this other stuff. Like, nah, you just got paid. And I'm not disparaging getting paid, but don't, you know, I mean, say what it is. Like, if you would have went to Golden State and they were saying the same things that Pat Riley was saying as far as I'm not paying him, you wouldn't be doing this. You'd be a malcontent like you were at the end of Minnesota, like you were at the end of Miami. And... I don't know. I like Jimmy. That's why I'm not like going crazy in on him, because I feel like I like Jimmy. I don't like the way he behaves in those situations. It just comes off as fake and disingenuous and selfish. to be honest with you, because if you're getting your money, then you're a great teammate. But if something's not happening financially, you'll blow everything to hell, take teammates with you, talk crazy about teammates on your way out. Do like you would destroy whatever you need to destroy to get out of a situation or get the money that you want. And I'm not feeling that.
What sparked this?
I just watched it. Like he was, I think it was after one of the games in the first round.
Okay.
Maybe game three. I don't remember, game three or four. And he's talking to somebody, you know, after the game, after they won, and he's like, yeah, it's just, you know, I got my joy back for the game. And like, stop, bro. Stop. Like, you got paid. Like, maybe you get your joy back because now you're financially set. Cool, but don't, like, you're painting it, in my opinion, you're painting it as I'm in this great place now and everything is good. Once again, I don't believe if they were given a hardline stance the way Pat Riley was with your money, you would not be all roses and bubblegum with the Golden State Warriors. You'd be talking crazy about Buddy and Steve Kerr and everybody else. That's what I believe about Jimmy. And like I said, I don't – maybe it's just something about him I don't like. Well, I don't have a problem with him, the person. It's just one of his characteristics.
Well, this sounds like a personality trait.
Yeah, but I see
this isn't about him rebounding. Like, this sounds like a personality trait.
Yeah, but you cannot like the way somebody handles something and still like the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I feel like Jimmy's – he seems cool enough.
He's great unless he wants out of somewhere.
Right. And I don't
he's
like
blow it up.
I don't like that about you. I don't like the way you go about those type of situations.
Yeah, I mean I'm fine with that.
And the whole I found my joy back is just I found my joy back because I'm with the Warriors and we're playing good basketball seems a little disingenuous because I think you just found your joy because you got paid.
So I'll push back. I don't know. I'm not either. But, I mean, there are some interesting conversations surrounding Pat Riley now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm not painting Jimmy Butler as the easiest person to deal with. But I don't know that Pat Riley is either.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, jokes and hate and rivalry stuff aside, the Warriors are a really good organization. The way that they're run, from their PR team, you know, to paraphrase Scott Perry, you know, from the cooks down to the people who do the uniform, like, that's a good organization. They're one of the model organizations in the league. Maybe there is a different vibe for players being in that organization versus, you know, he was with Miami for a while. It's not like he was with Miami for 15 years, but he was with Miami for a while. Maybe heat culture can start to weigh on people at times.
Yeah, for sure. But they would have gave you $60 million over 2 years. Heat culture wouldn't have been that much of a problem. Like, he didn't want to not be there anymore. He just wanted to be paid. You know what I mean? Like, that's from everything that I heard. Like, if the Heat would have gave him the money he wanted, he would have been perfectly fine with Heat culture and Pat Riley. But
does he deserve it?
Sure, he deserves it. And I see R. Jonesy in here. He said that's fair. But in the chatty house, he said, but it's money he deserves. And this is the way players play hardball in the NBA. Pat paid Tyler and Bam, but didn't pay Jimmy. He has a right to be upset. Okay. You're Pat Riley. You paying Jimmy Butler that? You've got a organization to run.
Mm-hmm.
Are you paying Jimmy Butler $130 million over 3 years?
Because
I'm not. And that doesn't mean what he did previously isn't respected. But or I could – what do we want to do? Do we want to be winners and be competitive and try to do that? Or do we want to do what the Lakers did with the Kobe at the end and pay him for what he provided to the franchise for the years before? And we'll be bad.
Yeah. I don't know like Miami's salary cap. I'll just go off of the DeMar DeRozan stuff. They didn't have money. So you're betting on Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler. You're betting on that group being able to win you a certain level of basketball games. Clearly, they didn't feel like that was going to be able to be the thing anymore. So the answer is no. I probably wouldn't have. I probably
if you
wouldn't
want to win, right? Like if you want, like I said, if you want to do the Kobe Lakers thing,
and I don't think Jimmy's that. Like the Kobe Lakers thing, that's a if Steph's hamstring never heals and he goes, I want to sign another contract. The Warriors better go. Okay,
yeah.
Here's $65 million a year.
Yeah,
do whatever you want. Like that's and I think he's the one guy. I don't know that there's another guy in the league that you do that for right now. I'm probably missing somebody, but you absolutely you do that with Steph. Like the Kobe thing is the Kobe thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason the Lakers did it. Mm-hmm. The Lakers, whatever they paid Kobe in those final years, the Lakers made back the second that video dropped. Mm-hmm. I always forget the name of it, but the goodbye video. The second he announced his retirement. They made every dollar back because everyone in L.A., everyone in Sacramento, everyone in Denver, Oklahoma City, Washington, Boston, so on and so on and so on, wanted to be in the building for the very last time to see Kobe Bryant. They made that money back. Steph can make that money back. Jimmy, I don't know that Jimmy's going to do that for the Heat or for the league.
Right.
So I understand. I understand from a basketball perspective, Miami feeling like, yeah, this doesn't work for us. I also understand from a Golden State perspective, and admittedly, I didn't understand it when they did it. Mm. I noted this. I think it's fair to say our reaction was that'll put some butts in the seats. Wasn't moved by it.
Yeah,
but they saw it. They knew it would work, and they were 100% right. Jimmy and Steph and this collective works. If I'm the Warriors, yeah, I get why they did it. I'd pay that. But that's not who Miami was.
Yeah. I even with the Warriors, I probably look at Jimmy a little different than most people. I like Jimmy Butler. I think he's fantastic, you know, and he's got a resume in the past that, you know, has shown he plays winning basketball and he can be a leader. But right now, at this point in his career, I don't think he's that. It worked out for Golden State. Like they're, you know.
So wait a second. He's not that to Miami, or he's not that. Period.
I would have been doing a little bit more big game hunting if I was Golden State. Now they probably, you got to do something right now at that trade deadline, and if that's the case, you had to do what you had to do. But if Laker, Steph, you know, Mike Dunleavy, we're of the belief, hey, let's do what we can this year. But Steph, Laker, talking to Steph, I promise you, this summer we're getting after it. I probably would have gone that route because I would have then put the full court press on Giannis, you know, if he was available. And I would be looking at this and like, well, maybe we can go get Giannis, see if he's available. I would have then probably tried to use the Kuminga situation to go for somebody maybe a little younger, maybe a little better. At the time, I'm looking at Phoenix, and I know maybe we can't get KD because maybe he doesn't want to come here, but maybe we could help facilitate, get somebody else a star player. I would have gone a little bit more big game hunting than Jimmy Butler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.